This is Elena Hogarth for Citizen Relay, and I'm here with James, who's from Ayr. James, why have you and your family come out this morning?
I would like to see it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, plus we just live 5 minutes down the road.
Excellent. Are you a big sports fan?
Yes, yeah. Looking forward to watching the Olympics. I like the cycling as well.
Good. Do you feel like the whole torch really is bringing Scotland slightly closer to London 2012?
I think so, yeah, because otherwise it felt as if it was more an English event, so this is good.
Great, and Sharon. And I'm here with Sharon as well. Are you excited today?
I am, actually. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We'll never, ever get to see it again. It will never come back to the UK in our lifetime, so we've really got to see it while we can.
And how do you feel about all this sort of commercialisation of it? We've got Coca-Cola and Bank of Scotland buses going past. Does that bother you at all?
A wee bit. It can be a bit disappointing sometimes. When I heard that some of the relay runners are kind of visitors from Coke, that was a bit disappointing. But we can't pay for it ourselves, so I suppose it's just a necessary evil.
And what about the torchbearers? We've had sort of a few celebrities. Do you think that's okay? Do you think that's appropriate? Or would you like to see it all sort of local people running?
I think people would turn out regardless. So it doesn't need a famous face.
Great. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's people were chosen because of what they've done for the community, not because they're a famous face. And you know that's what we should be celebrating as well—the people that are the torchbearers. So, yeah.
Thank you very much.